L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. Level 3 has begun. Sirius XM Channel 159 will rejoin us momentarily. We're kicking on Sports Good Radio and Television Networks. Our AM radio affiliates will join us in Level 3 as well. Our boy Wes Clayton will be in the house. Sniper Picks kicking it with us. You know what, Wes? Some great picks. Remember last time he was with us, he gave us Alabama. It was Alabama-Auburn, and he was right about it. He also gave us the Texas Rangers to win the World Series at 12-1. So he's got a good track record going on. He's already got a couple of Super Bowl props ready to go. And he's got a pick for the Wake Forest, Pittsburgh. Wake Forest and Pittsburgh? Yeah, Wake and Pittsburgh. I was thinking about Georgia Tech and North Carolina tonight, but it is Wake Forest and Pittsburgh tomorrow night. So as you can see, we're starting to talk more college basketball. We kind of just spent the last hour talking college basketball, actually, on the show with March Madness approaching. But don't forget, we've got the Super Bowl coming up, or I should say the big game. Shout out to everybody joining us on Sirius XM Channel 159. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. Level 3 has begun. A program announcement for everybody starting on Monday, which is February the 5th. So Super Bowl week starting on Monday. We're not going to be on our regular scheduled program, our time. Right, we're going to be on at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, and we're only going to be on for 2 hours. So don't miss out. We're jam-packed with guests already. We got some cool stuff going on. We have Sheena Bathory joining us from Power Slap. And you know how people always say, like, oh, you know, when they get fighters and, like, slap, you know what I mean? But so, no, I will not ask her to slap me in the face. No. Shout out to everybody joining us on Sirius XM Channel 159. This is Sports Grid on the Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. It's 93-88 right now for the Golden State Warriors. We're on the Warriors in this game. We've got the Warriors plus the 1.5. There's 9 minutes left in the game. Pretty high-scoring game, actually. Like every NBA game, like most NBA games. Total is 225.5 right now. That's a little light, isn't it? Listen, it's 93-90. There's under 9 minutes left, but this total feels a little light. We're going to jump in on the over here, even though we're already on the Golden State Warriors. The Kraken and the Sharks are scoreless after two periods of play at the tank, the Shark Tank. All right, basketball over 225.5. It's even plus money. Not going to go crazy here, but I think we can get to 226. We gave you the over 151.5 in Loyola Marymount and Gonzaga. We're at the half right now. It's 45-29 at the half. The new in-game total is 153.5, so we're sort of on pace. Gonzaga up by 16 here. Meanwhile, UNLV are up 34-28 on Fresno. They were laying 7.5, so it's right around the number, and they're currently 10.5-point favorites. So the Super Bowl, that point spreads up to 2 right now. And it's like the Baltimore game, in which I talked about it all week last week, about spite. I said, you know, why are people betting on Baltimore? Like KC or the play, right? And then it got all the way up to 5 before kickoff. And I'm like, this is crazy. You just can't do it. You just can't do it. Now, this number is more manageable. San Francisco just need to win the game. But I really can. I usually don't try the middle games. Like, I don't do this with the Super Bowl often, right, where I try to play both sides. But in this instance, I don't know if it's going to get to 2.5, but it could. I don't think it's going back down. You know what I mean? Like, the market set it at 2.5, and then the bettors came in and sort of moved it, but now it's back again. It's back to where they originally wanted it to be. So where I'm going with this is, it's not like the odds makers are in a hurry, like, oh, we got to make this 1.5 or 1. No, they made it 2.5 to begin with. The public made it 1, and now it's settling back in. So does it go any higher? Probably not. Right, but for teaser players, and generally if you've got like 16 games going on a regular Sunday and, you know, college football, and you shouldn't tease college football, but when there's a million games, you don't really have to tease anything, right? You could, but you don't really have to. There's enough options out there. But you get into these one-game situations, and obviously you have to look at all the different angles that you could possibly think of that you think you can make money and come up with a win with. And I personally think that there's going to be enough points in this football game to get it over 47.5. But the Kansas City Chiefs, you get the Chiefs teased up to +9, over 40.5. I can live with that. And then I come back and I take San Francisco to win the game on the money line, and I take the over in the football game. And then there's a legitimate chance. I don't believe in betting on plays that'll nullify each other, like the hedge and stuff like that. I don't mind getting cocky and trying to win on, you know, multiple side different angles of this. Look, it's sort of like Brady, and we're going to go over the scores. We're still early right now, but I was thinking about it. Remember all the Tom Brady Super Bowls? Dude, they never won by more than, like, you know, they won by 7 once. Like, all the time it was 3 points, 3 points, 3 points. Like, look at Kansas City's games as well. They're all close. Like, it's not, you know, it's not like Kansas City. Like, San Francisco 49ers used to smash teams in the Super Bowl. Level 3 has begun. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the People, the Bustler, but everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff continues. Super Bowl 58. There's been some line movement once again. The daily line move. The money has come back in on the San Francisco 49ers. There are twos right now. They opened up as 2.5-point favorites. It went all the way down to -1, and then it's crept back up right now, up to -2 again right now. Despite the fact that Patrick Mahomes is the kingpin, despite the fact that Tom Brady is taking offense to people comparing Patrick Mahomes to his greatness, people are starting to bet on the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to do this sniper pick style. He was on fire last week on the show, so we said, hey, we'll bring him back after the big Alabama win last week against the Auburn Tigers. So we're going to get into the props and get you caught up to date with some of these other numbers as well as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. Travis Kelce is the most popular touchdown prop bet right now on the market, and understandably so. He's got 19 touchdowns in 21 playoff games. I mean, love him or hate him, and Travis Kelce's become a polarizing figure. Don't let your disdain for Taylor Swift overlook the fact that Travis Kelce's a badass. And yeah, he slowed down a little bit, and you know, he might not be as athletic and jumping and hurdling people, but you put him in a 60-minute game setting, and we see, man. 11 for 11. He was targeted 11 times. He had 11 catches in that football game. Right? Like, it's almost insanity that we're, like, even considering betting against Mahomes and the Chiefs. But no one ever said I was sane. Nobody ever said I was a sane man. We'll get you caught up to date with the updated MVP numbers. I still believe that Christian McCaffrey is a good MVP play at these numbers at +480 right now before they start to come down, and they're already starting to come down. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. The pimps, the players, also the people, the bus, somebody, everybody else in between. It's the Twisted Tuesday, although it's hard to keep up with these days, actually. I'm all fired up. Countdown to the Super Bowl is on. And a special programming announcement. We're going to be kicking it live all week long in Las Vegas, Nevada, from the MGM Sportsbook. Five o'clock local time, so 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock Eastern on all these networks that you're tuning into right now. All right, let's bring in the sniper right now. Some sniper picks, and I'm looking at the props right now at the Super Bowl, and I'm trying to find some. I want to find total penalties for this game, but I don't see it posted just yet. Let's bring in Sniper Wes right now. What's going on, Wes? How you doing tonight?
Doing great, Gabe. Thank you for having me back on. You know, I haven't really looked at the props yet, but one thing I will, one funny thing I heard actually was there is a parlay that you can bet on a certain book. It's Travis Kelce to score a touchdown, parlayed to Taylor Swift win Song of the Year, and that's a plus money action. I don't know if you want. Cool. I don't know if you want any of that, Gabe, but
you know. So what? Well, I don't know what the competition for the other songs of the year are, but to be honest, I'm kind of proud of myself that I will not be playing any Taylor Swift props or anything like that. And I'm not a Swift hater or anything like that by any stretch of the imagination. But, no, the prop I wanted to bring up here, and I saw something to it. One of the refs, actually, is going to become one of the first refs on the crew to play in a Super Bowl and to ref in a Super Bowl. It's pretty cool. I wanted to get to that. But as far as the head referee of this game is concerned, I don't need to tell Buffalo Bill fans this guy's name. You're going to cringe. Bill Vinovich. So Bill Vinovich is going to be the referee of this Super Bowl. Bill Vinovich has had it in for the Bills, all right, over the years. He just has. I don't know why, but it is. And, you know, he's a polarizing figure, Vinovich, but he actually refereed. This one's interesting. He refereed the last Super Bowl between the two of them. So they played 4 years ago, Super Bowl 54, Kansas City, San Francisco. He only called 9 penalties. So he is known for letting stuff go. He only called 9 penalties for 69 yards in that Super Bowl. So they bring him back. And if there's one thing we've seen, Wes, this year in the playoffs, and not just the playoffs, but in the last month of the regular season, even the last whatever, 2 months, they let everything go, bro. Like, they used to call pass interference on everything. They're not now, right? You know, you're getting, we see last week, guys are tripping dudes. You get away with it. As long as you don't do something stupid like the Baltimore Ravens, like after the play, you're going to get away with a hell of a lot. I can't wait to see the penalty prop that's usually about 10.5, 11.5 penalties for the game. And we have two pretty disciplined football teams here, too. I'm going to be betting the under penalty prop, even though I haven't seen it yet. But I like this number that Vinovich only called 9 penalties last time.
Not a bad take. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they let him play, for sure. You know, I remember a couple years ago, they had you could review the pass interference, which turned out to be a disaster, which they got rid of after 1 year, which, you know, I'm kind of glad they don't have that anymore. But yeah, no, it's not. They're probably going to let him play. They do that typically in the Super Bowl. And Vinovich, obviously, if he did it 4 years ago, it's probably the game plan to do it again. I mean, who wants to watch a bunch of penalties, especially a lot of people that don't watch football in general are watching this game, and the NFL wants them to get into football, so they don't want a bunch of penalties. It's just boring football, right? So yeah, it's not a bad take.
Well, one of the reasons why a lot of these games have gone under in the playoffs is because of that. Because they don't call stuff, right? In a regular season, normally they'll call stupid defensive holding for automatic first down. They haven't been, even with the roughing the quarterback for the most part, with the exception of Mahomes every now and then. And even Mahomes got lit up. Like, Mahomes got hit in the head a few times the other day, and they didn't call it. They called the Ravens once because Buddy punched him in the face in front of everybody, right? It was blatant. Like, they had to call it. So, and it's not just the Super Bowl or Vinovich. I'm telling you, the NFL as a whole, people criticize the refs so much, no matter what they do. They're either too flag happy and or, oh, you know, they're letting too much go and you've got to call that. But they've let a lot go, like with pass interference. A good example, guys, is the on the interception of Lamar Jackson threw, all right, in the end zone. Dude, like, Buddy got mauled in the end zone. He got tackled, all right? Like, he got taken down and the ball got intercepted in front of him. But the thing is, even though he got taken down, it was still a bad pass. Like, the referee's judgment was like, yeah, you know what? You threw it right to him, right? So I'm not going to save your ass with the penalty here. You're going to see this in the Super Bowl as well. So what are your early thoughts on the side of this game, though, with what do you make of San Francisco being the two-point favorite?
Well, I do agree that the line is probably where it needs to be. You know, obviously the 49ers, they have the revenge from the loss, you know, when they played in Miami 4 years ago. But, you know, remember the Niners, they were up by 10 points in that game in the fourth quarter, and they found a way really to lose the game. And what's funny about this Niner team, Gabe, is, you know, they played completely the opposite in the postseason as they did the regular season, right? They played from ahead most of the year, with the exception of a couple games that they lost. But, you know, they're used to blowing everybody out. All of a sudden they come into the playoffs and they have to play, you know, comeback king against the Packers and the Lions, which actually that could bode well for the 49ers because, you know, now if they do get down in the Super Bowl, they can kind of play that we've been here before card, right? So it's hard for me to really go against Mahomes, to be honest with you. You're getting him as a dog again, and it almost seems like people never learn, right? I mean, you get Andy Reid as a dog again. Feels like I've seen this movie before, Gabe, and it always seems to be a happy ending for Kansas City. I mean, if you do remember, so this is the second Super Bowl where Mahomes is an underdog in that the first matchup, Kansas City was actually a 1.5-point favorite. Then they played Tampa, and they were favored by 3, and they lost that Super Bowl. Then Arizona, they were a 1.5-point dog to Philly, and they won that game. And now they're in Vegas, and they're a +2 dog to the Niners. And I heard you talking about the line movement before I came on as well. So I don't know about you, but I even saw 1 at BetOnline yesterday, but now it's back to 2. So the line's kind of moving back and forth a little bit, but like you said, the public's probably got something to do with that. And I will say, according to a service I do follow, Kansas City's getting 73% of the tickets and 77% of the money. So to be honest, it's kind of scary to back the Chiefs because typically I like to fade the public in general. However, you know, it's just – it's hard because the Ravens destroyed the Niners earlier this year in San Francisco, but then the Chiefs just dominated the Ravens in Baltimore. So very tough, right? But – you know, I got to back Mahomes here. I mean, the Niners, they're likely not even here if Gibbs doesn't fumble that ball. I mean, if he doesn't fumble the ball, the Lions probably drive the ball a little bit down the field. Say they don't even kick a field goal or score, they're at least going to punt the Niners deep, and then it completely changes momentum, and who knows what would have happened. But, you know, that Gibbs fumble was really the turning point in the game, in my opinion. And, you know, if the Lions ran all over San Francisco. Don't you think Pacheco is going to run all over San Francisco? Because San Fran can't stop the run. I think Andy Reid's going to do that for sure. Keep in mind Purdy. You know, he's looked suspect at times. I know he had a good game with the legs the last game, but I mean, he should have thrown two interceptions versus the Packers. I mean, that game could have went way different too. So, I mean, I just got to back the Chiefs. I got to back Mahomes here. It's like, you know, Yogi Berra said it's deja vu again. And I could be wrong, but I'm just not going to be the guy that bets against Patrick Mahomes. I don't know about you. What do you think?
There's such a massive, it's crazy to say that Mahomes' legacy is at stake. But in a sense, it's sort of, there's a massive difference, put it this way. This is his fourth Super Bowl in 5 years. There's a big difference between being 2-2 and 3-1. You know what I'm saying? Like we almost...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Don't forget that he lost that one Super Bowl to Tom Brady. It was no fault of his own. The offensive line was depleted, and they got lit up. That's the way you beat them, very similar to Tom Brady. Can San Francisco get to Mahomes, not just sack him, but disrupt him for real, which is normally like next to impossible, but we'll hit it on the other side of more. This is Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. 113-104 for the Golden State Warriors. So it looks like we're going to be on the right side of this one. As I stated before tip-off tonight on the show, that, you know, you look at Golden State. They lost that heartbreaker to Sacramento, the 134 to 133, whatever the hell it was, 133 to 133, you know what I mean? That was a one-point game. Curry had a chance late. He had the ball, and he dribbled off his foot, and they lost. And then that Laker game was insane on Saturday night. It really was crazy. Like, Curry hit a three with, like, 2 seconds left or something. The crowd goes crazy, and then... You know, the Lakers got fouled with 0.7 seconds left. Wild game. They were due. Like, they had to break through. And looks like they're going to do it. They're up 113-104 right now. All right. You can follow Wes on Twitter at the Sniper Picks. And we're talking about the Super Bowl a little bit right now. And, you know, to me, and you look at Kansas City, and it really is amazing how, like, you talked about San Francisco, and it's true. Like, San Francisco have looked very vulnerable. Green Bay had them on the ropes. Detroit had them on the ropes. Fine. But you know what? The Buffalo Bills also had the Kansas City Chiefs on the ropes. Like, you know what I'm saying? What if Bass doesn't miss the kick? And what if, you know, what if Allen dumps it off to Diggs instead of going into the end zone? Yet there's something about Kansas City that makes you do these things as well. I think there's too much that we, you know, I mean, oh, but this other team screwed up. You feel that pressure, man, because Mahomes doesn't make mistakes. So that's the problem, right? You make one little mistake, they take advantage of it, and Mahomes doesn't. And I brought it up as we were going to the break. This year, the Chiefs were 1-3 straight up if Mahomes was sacked 3 or more times in the game. So he's only sacked three times in a game, four times this year. They lost three of those games, right? But it's next to impossible to get to him because he gets rid of the football. And what's really frustrating if your team's, if you saw Baltimore did it all the time, Wes, was first down, second down, success. Boom. Like, all right, you're in third and 13. You're in third and 11, Pat. Boom. Every damn time, bro, he hits Kelsey. He hit Valdez-Scantling down the field. He hits Rice. He did it against the Bills. We had him in third and long all night long. He kept on converting. Like, it's, you need to play perfect football to beat this guy. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, one big key to this game that not too many people are talking about is what happened to Chase Young, because I don't see him doing anything. I haven't seen him really involved in many plays this whole postseason. And, you know, they went and got him from Washington. And as soon as they got him, I'm like, oh, game over. That San Francisco defense is going to be something to, you know, force to be reckoned with. But he hasn't really shown up. I mean, I don't really know what's going on there.
He made a few plays in the second half. But, you know, I'm sure you saw the video where he quit on a play, right? On a touchdown.
Yeah.
He could have, like, you know, he kind of just half-assed it. In the second half, and I don't know, like, if somebody spoke to him, one of his teammates, or the second half, he did come up with a couple of nice plays, especially with the run game. There was a couple of nice stops that Young was part of there. But you're right. They're going to need him, like, point blank. Yeah. Like, Bosa can't do it by himself.
100%. Mahomes, he's just an assassin. He's been around the block. It's hard to believe he's only 27. It feels like he's 33. It just feels like you've seen Mahomes do this over and over and over again. But, you know, it's obviously the most depleted receiving corps that he's ever had. I mean, Valdez-Scantling can't catch a cold half the time, but, you know, he made a couple catches last game. It's going to be a great game. I think Mahomes does what he does. He's going to make it tough on the Niners. Bosa's got to get to him. That pass rush, for sure, they got to put pressure on him, similar to the way Tampa did in that Super Bowl when, you know, Mahomes had no offensive line. You know, I remember in that Super Bowl, Mahomes ran like the equivalent of three football fields because his line was terrible. So San Fran's got to get to him if they can. If they do, they got a shot. I mean, they're favored, so technically they're supposed to win the game, but I mean, I don't see it that way. I think San Fran's going to have trouble. I think the running game for Kansas City is going to play a big part, as I said before. I think Pacheco, in fact, I like Pacheco almost to win MVP over Mahomes, to be honest, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
That's pretty bold. We'll get you the number here right now. That's pretty bold because they've got to watch Pacheco 35-1 right now on our screen here.
That's not bad. That's kind of like when I came on here and gave you the Texas Rangers at 12-1.
You're not going to let that one go. As you know, you can hang on to that until there's a new World Series champ, actually. I'll give you that. You can hang on to that. And, oh, it's bold, 35. Listen, it's a quarterback-based award, except on the other side, you got Brock Purdy, and there's no guarantee that they're going to give it to Brock Purdy. It's just because San Francisco wins. I think McCaffrey's the guy. So, Pacheco, you're the first one to throw Pacheco out there. One thing, too, I'll say, I like Brock Purdy, so I'm not one of these, oh, Brock Purdy, you know, Brock Purdy can't get it done, or he's just a game manager, and any of this type of stuff. I don't buy into any of that stuff, but at the same point in time, he looked nervous. Like, he has looked nervous in these games early. He looked nervous early against Green Bay. He was shaky early against Detroit. He was, like, you know, sailing balls. What woke him up is when he started running. He ran once, like, he was terrible. Like, in the second half started, you know what I mean? He threw, like, this little pass. It was lucky it was caught. But then he had to take off, and he got lit up, Wes. He got smoked. And it's almost, you know what I mean? It's like a goalie, right? You got to get into the game somehow, and sometimes getting hit in the face with a puck is what it is. And it was almost like when he got hit, he got up, and it was like, okay, I can do this. Now I understand. Okay, now I'm here. Now I'm here. Like, I wasn't here before. Now I'm here, guys. And you saw the confidence started throwing the ball a bit more. But I do have my concerns that Brock Purdy is going to struggle early in the football game again. And San Francisco can't keep digging these holes, man. You're not playing the Packers and the Lions now. You're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, Purdy needs to be calm, cool, and collected for 60 minutes in this game. And I can't lie and say I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, no, 100% agree. He's not at home. This game's, you know, on the road. It's in Vegas. It's a big stage. Yeah, he's got to not throw interceptions. He's got to not fumble the ball. He's got a lot of playmakers on his side. But I mean,
Well, Shanahan's going to call a system, bro, where like he doesn't have to, right? Quick hits to Debo, get it off, just get it to McCaffrey, quick hits. And you saw that in a game against Detroit. They stopped throwing the ball down the field, and everything was quicker because every time he threw the ball, bro, it nearly got intercepted or would. Like, it was a problem. He doesn't have enough zip on his ball, and it was like he was guiding it instead of just sort of, all right, let it go. And that's nerves. So, like I said, I'm concerned about his nerves here against this Kansas City secondary. It's been pretty damn good.
Sure. I got a random question for you here, Gabe. So I was thinking about this earlier today. So you take Mr. Irrelevant, right, the last pick of the draft 2 years ago, right, and you take the first pick of the next draft, which is Bryce Young, to the Carolina Panthers, and you switch those two guys, hypothetically. So Bryce Young is on the Niners. Brock Purdy is on the Panthers, right? So what's your opinion on that? Because I think that Brock Purdy would be on the verge of being out of the league, and Bryce Young would probably be pretty successful, you know, under the tutelage of Shanahan and that offense and having all those weapons. And, you know, I think Bryce Young's kind of getting a bad rap where, you know, he's got nothing in Carolina. You put him on that San Francisco offense, him and Purdy are, I mean, he's smaller than Purdy, but I mean, I don't know. What's your opinion? I just thought of that today, and I was like, I should ask Gabe about that. What do you think about that, Gabe?
No, I agree with you. I don't think, number one, I don't think it's fair to judge Bryce Young after this first year. It was sort of like judging Trevor Lawrence after the Urban Meyer stuff. It was a train wreck. It was a disaster. You know, get a coach in here, get some players around him. They traded DJ Moore. So, you know, I give him the benefit of the doubt, but I do agree with you. Like, if you, like, Brock Purdy, I think Brock Purdy's good, right? He is good, he runs their offense, and they trust him. But let's say you took Brock Purdy and put him on the Houston Texans. Like, you know, let's use C.J. Stroud as an example. Right. San Francisco would be as good. You know what I mean? They would be as good, and these other teams would not be. So let's just be real. But it doesn't mean that Brock Purdy can't win. But if he does win a Super Bowl, he joins the list of quarterbacks, sort of the Brad Johnsons of the world. All right, yeah. And you guys remember Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl with the Bucks, a Florida State Seminole quarterback. Good quarterback. Obviously, you know, hey, good college career, good quarterback, could throw the ball. Probably one of the least nondescript quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl, all right? Like, put it this way. Look at Aaron Rodgers has milked one Super Bowl win. Well, Brad Johnson's won a Super Bowl. You know, Mark Rippon, another one. Mark Rippon with Washington. You know, Trent good Harper. Had that. Man, he wasn't great. Yeah. Mark Rippon was the MVP that day. You know, he threw three or four touchdowns that day. So, like, Brock Purdy can do it, bro.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's got the weapons. I mean, we'll see what happens. They're favored, like I said. They should win the game. But I can't go against Patrick Mahomes. I can't. I would rather take Mahomes and lose than go against them and win. I can't do it.
Yeah, I understand that. It's like betting against Floyd Mayweather or something. There's certain that, like, dude, last week, all week, I was like, I like Baltimore. As this point spread grew and reality kicked in, I was like, there's no way in hell I'm laying 5 points to Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So I ended up teasing the Kansas City Chiefs. And I got screwed over because it was so damn low scoring. I do think there's going to be points in this game, though. I really do. I think 47.5 is just a little light. I understand that KC's defense and, you know, is this and that. But Mahomes and Kelce and Rice and Pacheco, they're going to score on San Francisco. Like, we just saw Detroit go up and down the field on them, right? We just saw Green Bay and Aaron Jones light them up. Aaron Jones was killing them. Like, Pacheco's going to have a big game, guys. We'll take a look at Pacheco props. But Pacheco went over his rushing yard prop, guys, against Baltimore. It was 60.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
62 and a half, 63 type thing. He ended up with like 68. He barely got there, but he got there. And I would expect that he gets there again in the Super Bowl. More or less on the other side. This is Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Gonzaga are murdering Loyola Marymount right now. It's 83-40. I got over 151.5 in this game. There's 6.5 minutes left. The in-game total is 149.5. I'm kind of screwed. Gonzaga have the bench on the floor, and Loyola Marymount are stuck at 40. Maybe we get lucky. UNLV are up 4 only on Fresno. I see Fresno are plus 6.5. I have no sane reason to do this besides UNLV are big chokers. So, Sniper West with us. And, this game's probably going to come down to the wire. I wouldn't trust UNLV if I laid points with them here, the 7.5. So, I think Fresno could be live at plus 6.5. We'll try to cry home the over of Loyola Marymount and Gonzaga. So, last week you were on and you gave us Alabama and the Iron Court Bowl. Instead of the Iron Bowl, it was Auburn-Alabama. Alabama ended up getting a done. Good call. Tomorrow you're looking at that Wake Forest-Pittsburgh game. Pitt had been pretty good at home. What's your take on this game?
Well, I'll tell you what, the line's moving like crazy already. But, Wake Forest is coming in here. They're fifth place in the ACC. The ACC is actually down this year in general. Only UNC and Duke are in the top 25 currently. By the way, I don't know if you heard about this Cooper Flagg kid from Maine, Gabe. But he already committed to Duke. That kid is the truth. I don't know if you've seen any film on him or
whatnot. I have seen him, yeah.
Duke is going to be really good next year. But so Wake Forest, they're 13-6, in general. They're 5-3 in conference play. But one thing about the Demon Deacons is they don't play well on the road. They're 1-4 away from their home floor, which is not good. And then you have Pitt. They're 12-8 and 3-6 in conference play. And honestly, Wake's probably the better team here, but this line opened at Wake Forest -1, and now it's, Wake Forest +1. So the sharps are all over Pitt, as was I earlier in the day. So, the Panthers are probably going to get up for this game, in my opinion. Both teams are off losses. Wake lost to UNC, which there's no shame in because UNC is really good this year. Pitt lost to Miami 72-68, and that was a tightly contested game. But I do think Pitt continues to play. They have momentum here. They did just beat Duke prior to that Miami loss, so I think the Panthers are going to play well.
Duke.
It's going to be – yes, absolutely. So, why can they not, beat Wake Forest on their own home floor here, right? So the line has already moved 2 points in Pittsburgh's favor. And, I think the Panthers are going to play really well tomorrow. I like the Panthers.
March Madness rapidly approaching after the Super Bowl. That's what we'll take. Center stage. This year, the Final Four is in Glendale, Arizona, which is pretty cool. It's cool. You know what's cool about it? They have a sports book at the stadium, which is really cool. I know we did our show there last year, so check out the MGM Sportsbook, everybody, if you're at the Final Four, and check out the MGM Sportsbook next week. We'll be there all week long, 5 o'clock Las Vegas time until 7 o'clock, 2-hour shows. We'll be kicking it, breaking down the big game. We're going to have all kinds of guests. We've got some cool guests lined up for next week from all different walks of life from the sports world and more. All right, so before we get you out of here, Tomorrow's a big game. So, yeah, right now Pittsburgh is 1.5-point favorites against Wake. The total is 143. We went over some of these games earlier on the program. Purdue are laying 13 tomorrow to Northwestern. You got Penn State and Rutgers. Rutgers are 7-point home favorites. Connecticut laying 12.5 to Providence. Big man on campus was with us earlier. He likes the UConn Huskies laying the chalk in this game. Auburn lay 18.5 to Vanderbilt. St. Mary's minus 13.5 hosting Santa Clara tomorrow night. And we talked about this New Mexico team. What do you think about that game? Boise State getting 10.5 points against New Mexico because New Mexico have been just drilling teams in the pit. 10.5 is a pretty big spread. The total is 151 in this game. Boise have been a very good team this year against the spread as well.
Yeah, you know, I don't really like doing double digits. I realize that college basketball is different than the NFL, is different than the NBA, and sometimes you got to lay big chalk if you like a side. I get that. I still just don't like laying double digits in general. But I will say, New Mexico, they're 15-5 ATS this year, so they are covering spreads. Boise, not so much. Boise's 3-1 on the road. New Mexico.
That's what I was going to say. They're good on the road as a dog, though, Boise. They've stepped up in these spots.
Yeah. Yeah. New Mexico, they're 11-0 at home, so they definitely play well at home. You know, I don't really have a lean per se on this game, but I will say that if I had to lean any direction, I'd probably lean New Mexico here.
You know, it would surprise people that the number one team against the spread in college basketball this year right now, the Minnesota Golden Gophers, 17-3 ATS. Richmond is 15-4-1. Southern Utah, how about that? Southern Utah, 14-4 ATS. Texas A&M Corpus Christi, 13. Like all these, like how about these schools? Texas A&M Corpus Christi, 13-4 ATS. Morehead State, 13-4 ATS. Eastern Washington, 13-4-1. We were talking about the Gamecocks earlier, bro. This team's on fire, man. They keep winning as, you know, tonight they won as a 14-point underdog against Tennessee. They beat Kentucky last week. There's quite a few teams that are killing it ATS. And I always, you know, we should be always remember to look at the bottom of the page and the worst teams in college basketball. And don't be scared to pick on them. Old Dominion, 4-16 ATS. Pacific, 4-16 ATS. Detroit, 5-17. Stonehill, 5-16. How about this, man? Arkansas, complete money burners, 5-15 ATS. Missouri, 5-15 ATS on the season. And as much as it pains me, the Michigan Wolverines have only covered 6 games this year. They're terrible. Fortunately, they're great at football, but the basketball team absolutely blows. So before we get you out of here, any of these other games catch your eye? You gave us the Pittsburgh game. Are you considering any of these other games tomorrow?
Well, I'm still doing some research, honestly, but I do have an NBA lean for you that I'll give to you right now if you like. So I was looking at the Suns and the Nets tomorrow. So, you know, you got Durant going back into Brooklyn here. The Suns are red hot, no pun intended, right? And they're 8-2 the last 10 games. They did just have setbacks to the Magic and the Pacers. But they did just beat Miami by 13 last night. And, you know, the Suns are kind of coming together with Durant and Booker and Beal. It's kind of like, you know, the Clippers with PG-13 and Kawhi and James Harden. Took them a little while to finally gel, right? So I bet, you know, those three guys, they're scoring 20 each per game at least. So they're moving the ball. They're playing really well. Brooklyn did just beat them 116-112 in December back in Phoenix. So the Suns do have revenge, and they're on a roll in general, and they're only laying 3.5 right now. And the Nets are actually also off 2 straight wins too, so they could let their guard down here. And I like the Suns. They're playing well. They're coming together. Keep in mind, so Durant's going back to Brooklyn. I mean, he's probably going to want to show Jay-Z and company who's boss. He doesn't want to lose to Brooklyn. He's probably going to be in his guy's ear and say, hey, we got to get up for this game. I don't want to go, you know, lose to the Nets. Let's go.
He was asked. He was asked about a video tribute returning to Brooklyn. And I liked his answer. He goes, video tribute for what? He goes, I was there 3 years. We never won Jack squat. He goes, I wouldn't give me a video tribute. He goes, no video tribute. Like he goes, basically said, he goes, it was terrible. It was a terrible experiment. What happened? I don't think they're going to blame him. I don't think he'll get booed in the same way that, you know, he would at some spots. I think Brooklyn Net fans sort of understand how everything went down there. But you're right. Listen, I was on the Suns last night. Miami have big problems, bro. Miami are just not a good, you know what I mean? Like, they go on these little playoff runs once in a while with Jimmy Butler. I get it. But overall, this is not a very good Miami Heat team. And I didn't understand why they were 3-point favorites last night against the Suns. So now the Suns are laying the points. And speaking of the Heat, the Sacramento Kings are 1-point road favorites in South Beach against the Heat tomorrow night. Total 229. Where can people find you, Sniper Wes, on Twitter, the Sniper Picks, and online? Where can people find your picks there, Wes?
So I do free plays every day on my YouTube channel, which is at Sniper Picks with an S. And my Twitter is at the Sniper Picks. You can find me over there as well. All kinds of stuff. We do live plays and second half plays on Twitter. So you can go ahead and check that out. And thank you for having me on, Gabe. Really appreciate it. Always a big fan of the show. And yeah, man, until next time. Thanks again.
Hey, may the winners be yours. Always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for the time. There's our boy, Sniper West, the Sniper Picks. All right, great stuff. Speaking of our boys, we got Joe Lisi, who is ranting, our daily clip from coast to coast. Of course, Mike Carver is in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for the great Scott Farrell today. Lisi's fired up for the Super Bowl. Lisi's always fired up, though.
How about this? 75% of the bets were on the over, 47.5. This is at BetMGM. The overs, 6-14 in Kansas City Chiefs games so far this year. 75%, Joe. Still a lot of bets to come in, though. We got a long way to go.
I like the over, too. You did that on purpose. You did it
I know
on
I did. You told me you liked the over.
Here's the thing. I can never take an under in a Super Bowl unless we're talking in the 50s. And the reason why I say that is because, again, they're not going to want to be, oh, let's just, you know, have a second-half lead and run it and get out of Dodge. They're going to push points. It's almost like a national championship game as it relates to college football. You know, if it's in the mid-50s, that's a different story. But, I mean, basically, you got to get to 31-24, you get the over, right? I mean, and we understand that Kansas City has a problem getting to 30. Nobody's put up 30 points on that defense yet. But, again, they've dictated the tempo of a lot of these games, jumped up on Miami. They jumped up last week early on in regards to the Buffalo game. They jumped up in regards to last week against Baltimore. So if San Francisco jumps up and has a first half lead, what does that do to Pat Mahomes and that offense? They're not going to be able to run it just the way they want with Isaiah Pacheco. So give me the over.
I agree with Joe Lisi as far as the total of this game is concerned. Historically, the Super Bowl has been a higher scoring game, right? You know, you've got two teams laying it on the line here. Offenses are generally ahead of the defenses as well. Generally, you have to have, they say defense wins championships, but you have to have a good offense to actually make it and put points up on the board. Last year's Super Bowl, 38-35. Went over the number. Rams and Bengals 2 years ago was a little bit lower scoring. This one stayed under. It was 23-20. The year before, it was also low scoring, 31-9. We had two unders in a row. The Chiefs and the San Francisco game was 31-20, so they got the 51, the same two teams. The Patriots and the Rams was 13-3. That was the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. But before that, 41-33, 34-28, 28-24s, like seven of the last 10 have gone over 47.5. Right, and we love Joe Lisi, but I like Joe's math when he goes, hey, the total is only 47.5. He goes, 31-24 gets you there. Yeah, that's like 7 points over the number, Joe. Yeah. 25-23 gets you there. 26-23 gets you there. 31-24 is alternate line. Math with Joe Lisi. So, yeah, 47.5, but it is true. Like, you know, is it would it surprise anybody if it was 27-24 this game? And that's the score I sort of keep coming back to. Maybe a little higher, you know, 31-27, 30-27 type of deal. 26-23 still gets you there as far as the total is concerned at 47.5. I brought it up earlier. Bill Vinovich will be the referee of the Super Bowl. And ironically enough, he did the Super Bowl the last time these two teams played. He only called 9 penalties for 69 yards. And I think they're going to let him play in this Super Bowl as well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're into the three-minute warning right now. Shout out to all of our guests for joining us this evening. Andrew McInnes from WagerTalk.com, big man on campus. Threw it down with us, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, the Sniper Picks, Sniper West, in the house tomorrow night, the Wicked Wednesday, always a strong lineup. Our boy Brady Quinn kicking us. Can you believe, too, we've had four consecutive triple-digit PGA winners so far to start the tour here season. Like, and when I say triple-digit, I mean, like, more than 100-1. Like, it's crazy, man. 125-1, 400-1, 300-1, some crazy-ass stuff. Speaking of which, too, we'll get into sort of, you know, the Super Bowl, what, we're 12 days away, Super Bowl strategy. Now, there's no real point spread for this game. The game's basically a pick 'em, but I'm a big fan of this, and I don't mind. So let's say there's, like, a bigger favorite, and you know they're going to win, but you don't want to lay minus 400 or something like that, right? You're like, yeah, I'm not going to lay 12 points or 10 points, and they're minus 350 or minus 400, but they're going to win the game. Take them with the Super Bowl, right? So if I like San Francisco, I'm going to start to do it. I haven't started yet, but I'll start to stockpile. All right, you know what? I'll take this team in game right now at minus 350, and I'll parlay it with the 49ers in the Super Bowl and or the Chiefs. And you can do it with both, and you end up with a bunch of plus money plays. You know what I'm saying? So you'll go into Super Bowl Sunday. You won't even have to bet the game because you're going to be like, man, I've already got like nine parlays to close out. Like, you know what I mean? And I got both sides at plus money. Like, you can end up with plus money on both sides. Like, you play a bunch, you know, I'll put a San Francisco. And the other ones, I'll put Kansas City. Right? And then you can come back with teasers and you can win like almost all the bets at plus money. Like I said, I don't like hedging. I don't like placing a bet that eliminates a bet they already have. You know, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to say, no, you know what? Like, I'm going to add to this. I'm going to come at it from this different angle right now, and we can win them all, baby. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at LegendsWithAZ.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.